When you're at the store, you probably don't spend a lot of time thinking about how those potatoes from Idaho or those clothes made in Malaysia got on the shelves. For decades, trucks have dominated as the main transporter inland. But trains are picking up steam, and Charlotte is part of an ambitious plan by One Railway to pick up even more, as WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
Ever since the U.S. built the highway system, if something needs to get shipped in bulk, it generally goes by truck. Trucks are flexible. They go anywhere the highway goes. But if it's going a long distance, especially 1,000 miles or more, then it's probably going by the cheaper, more fuel-efficient train. Of course, if it's coming from overseas, it arrives by ship. In one of those metal containers. The container gets loaded onto a truck, or train, or vice versa for exports. A small part of the freight industry involves all three. Stuff arrives in a container on a, gets put on a, then it's transferred to a, for the last leg. When it's on both train and truck, it's called intermodal, and it's recently become the largest chunk of the train business. In the 1980s, railroad companies realized they could stack the containers on top of each other in two layers. The double stack was a big deal.
Huge deal.
Why?
Why? Because you can move double the freight and the same amount of train length.
Tom Jacoby is giving me the tour of Norfolk Southern's new $90 million intermodal facility, which opened last year next to the Charlotte Douglas Airport. It's a 180-acre parking lot of cargo containers and railroad tracks. Here, the switch between truck and train happens. Jacoby runs the place.
This is my shiny new penny. I like showing it off.
A constant stream of trucks pull in the entrance to drop off containers. Empty train cars roll along tracks and snap together. A crane moves alongside, grabs a container, loads it onto the train, and less than a minute later moves on to the next one. Rinse and repeat.
By the time this leaves, it'll be all solid double stacks.
Two trains go through every day, and about 1,200 trucks. Walmart, Target, Electrolux, and Black & Decker are just a few of the large companies relying on them.
One train comes through Chicago, and one train comes through Atlanta. You can basically go just about anywhere from here.
Since 2000, enormous stations like this one in Charlotte are opening across the U.S. at a rate of about 2 a year, according to one report. They're part of a bid by railroads to butt into shipping routes controlled solely by trucks. Every new intermodal facility creates a new jump-off point where businesses can connect to the cheaper railroad, even over shorter distances. Meanwhile, in the trucking industry, an aging workforce and new regulations have led to driver shortages. So the bid is working. Intermodal is the fastest growing mode of shipping, but it's still almost entirely on longer routes.
They have not figured out a way to make intermodal profitable at anything less than really 1,000 miles. There's some at 800 or 900, but not a lot.
Noel Perry is a consultant at transportation firm FTR Associates. He says one railroad is betting it can make money on much shorter routes. Norfolk Southern.
You're right in the heart of this grand experiment.
From Charlotte, trains go to the Port of Charleston and out west, more traditional business. But it's also about 620 miles from New York. The company's intermodal director, Christine Trobel, says that's in range.
Our sweet spot is sort of 550 miles or greater. That's where we see a lot of conversion happening.
With enough intermodal facilities dotting the way, the company thinks it can replace more than 1 million trucks traveling congested East Coast freeways. If it works, it could mean more business for Charlotte. City officials actively recruited the new facility. The airport owns the land and leases it for $1 million a year. Interim Aviation Director Brent Cagle says there's a larger goal than rent payments.
What we're really looking to further develop is how do we draw in companies that may have a need for all forms of transportation when moving goods, air, truck, rail.
The intermodal is another pitch to attract new businesses to the area. Whatever your shipping needs, Charlotte's got you covered, sort of thing. So those are the hopes from the company and the city for this growing form of transportation. There are skeptics.
Rail has some serious flaws that I don't think will ever be overcome.
Charles Jeter runs Intermodal FCL in Charlotte, which transfers and stores properties seized by U.S. Treasury agents, whether it's counterfeit T-shirts or stolen Monets. He's also a state representative. Jeter says he generally doesn't trust intermodal rail.
You're touching that truck a lot, you know, as far as the transitions from boat to train to train to train to train to truck to offloading. In the freight industry, the less you touch things, the better things happen end up being when they get to your dock.
Plus, trains have some of the same notorious service problems as the New York subway. You never quite know when one will show up. Still, because of trucking's shortages, most analysts expect intermodal shipping to keep growing anywhere from 5 to 7% a year, which means more of our stuff going from truck to train to store, and for Charlotte, a larger role in the shipping business. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.